Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. I'm doing a new subject today, and it's called The Blood Covenant Between God and Man. And this is a 25-part series, and we're doing part one today, which is the introduction. This subject is a very, very important subject to understand what Christ did for us, all about Abraham, about a blood covenant, the Old Testament, New Testament, the contract and agreement we have through God, through Jesus Christ. It's very important to understand that we as a believer, when we speak in faith the word of God and believe it to come to pass, we are operating on the blood covenant that came from God to Abraham, to Christ Jesus, and then to the believer. So really enjoy the subject, I hope and pray, and ask God for the full revelation as we go through the subject. You, the believer, you have a covenant with God, an agreement that goes right back to Abraham and the promises of Abraham. So enjoy, please. Thank you and God bless. We go to our foundation scriptures in Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. Reading from verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And Galatians 3:29, if you be Christ, then are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. These foundation scriptures will become more alive to you as we go through the subject, but what I want to give to you now is a very clear example of a born-again Christian who's living far below the covenant or the agreement or the contract rights that are in place for him or her. A man who has lost everything, including his home and money, was found on the street begging for money and trying to find food wherever he could. The man had lost everything, including his understanding of his family line, his family background. What the man did not know is that someone died and left him a great inheritance and included a royal title and wealth. This made the man very rich, and it also meant that he would not have to be on the street anymore begging for a hounder from the world. When he was actually told of his great inheritance, he would not believe that he was rich or had a royal title, because he would only believe what he saw with his eyes and the circumstances that he lived in. This man, though he was very rich and had a royal title, actually kept himself in a condition of poverty, living a life of defeat way below the life of the inheritance that was left to him. What I want to show and point out that many Christians are living way below God's best in their lives all the time. Why? Because they do not know the terms of their contract or their agreement or their covenant in the New Testament. Thank you for being with me today. The next part coming up is part two, and the topic is our covenant through Jesus to Abraham.